here. Good afternoon, one and all, and welcome. You know, we heard it many, many times in music, in poetry, in sermons, especially in biblical words. And let's repeat these solemn words again with the excitement and the great eloquence of Dr. Robin Shula. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Indeed, this celebration that brings us here together today is a sacred time to remember, a time to be thankful, a time to rejoice, and a time to resolve and to hope. The memories and the accomplishments of the Franco-American choir, La Chorale Franco-Americaine, are not only the fruits of this outstanding founder, the Lawrence Welk of the 50s, George A. Ayotte, but also the merits of these unsung heroes of yesterday and today, who have persevered for two generations to echo loud and clear George's melodious voice that still reflect the legacy as well as his charismatic spirit of unity, of friendship, and solidarity. This is what George left us with his beloved partner, Delia. No doubt, this is what kept you together as a choral group. George and Delia became, so to speak, the incentive of your pride and enormous success over the years. My friends, those who attended the 50th anniversary celebration of this parish of St. Marie's in 1982 still remember the elogious and warm remarks of His Eminence Cardinal Medaris after your flawless rendition of the Mass Rosa Mystica. I was at his side. The Cardinal was visibly touched by the warmth and the power of the Franco-American male chorus. All of us here today, at one time or another, were privileged to appreciate the beauty and the sound of your powerful voices, either at Saint Jean-Baptiste or at Saint Jean-Dac, Saint Louis or Saint Teresa, where initially you tested your wings. And how many times you were heard at St. Joseph's Cemetery, at the Oblate Retreat House in Hudson, at St. Patrick's and Notre Dame de Lourdes, at political and social functions as well, even beyond the frontiers of the American soil. George Beton led you to the greatest Catholic temple in Canada at St. Joseph's Shrine, Aloratoire Saint-Joseph de Montréal. George's feet, I'm told, could not hold to the floor. He was just flying with pride and joy. The man is out of this world today, orbiting the earth, John Glenn, when he campaigned for the presidency of the United States in 1983, fell in love and became the greatest admirer of the Franco-American choir. Who knows if he had succeeded, maybe Bob Gaudette would have become Secretary of State. Not long ago, after a funeral mass sung by Bob and his vocal team, a priest confided to me and said, if I had my choice, this is the choir I would like my family, my brother priests, and my parishioners to hear at my last farewell mass. What a heartwarming tribute from a man of the cloth. Present and past members of the Franco-American choir, we are greatly thankful for the sharing of your talents that lifted the souls and the hearts of thousands of people, eager listeners who have relished your gentle voices in every circumstances and seasons of life. Congratulations on your golden anniversary. Godspeed towards the future. And may you continue to praise the Lord in songs, in lullabies, in arias that only the angels can excel in the halls of the Heavenly Father's kingdom. So now, as we prepare to celebrate with joy the sacred mysteries, let us ask the Lord's forgiveness as we listen to the great Kyrie of Rosa Mystica, interpreted by our esteemed Franco-American